I'd like to call the regular meeting of council of March 8th to order at 7:03 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Laura Pismo.
Present.
Vice President John Pleshnik.
Present.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig. Councilman Christopher Hollum. Councilwoman Laura Lenz.
Present.
And Councilwoman Janet R. Micah.
Present. Madam President, I'd like to make a motion to excuse Dave Fiebig from tonight's meeting.
Second.
And Councilman Hallam?
Oh, and Councilman Hallam also.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilwoman Micah and a second from Vice President Pleshnik to excuse Councilman Fiebig and Councilman Hallam from this evening's meeting. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Pismo?
Yes.
Pleshnik?
Yes.
Fellows?
Yes.
Fiebig? Oh, sorry. Lenz?
Yes.
Micah?
Yes.
The motion to excuse Councilman Hallam and Phoebe has passed. The first order of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting minutes of January 25th.
Madam President, I move to adopt those minutes.
Second.
A motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of January 25th. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The minutes of the regular council meeting of January 25th have been adopted. The next is the special council meeting minutes of February 3rd.
Madam President, I would move to adopt the special council meeting minutes of February 3rd, 2018.
Second.
A motion from Vice President Pleshnik and a second from Councilwoman Pismo to adopt the special council meeting minutes of February 3rd. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Pleshnik.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The minutes from the special council meeting of February 3rd have been adopted. The next order of business is the mayor's report. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Madam President. The ARP, AERP, there is no longer appointments available for their tax assistance. They scheduled everything's full now, and the last date is April the 13th. Rita, for city income tax preparation, will be available at the Wycliffe Senior Center at 900 Warden Road in Wycliffe on March 29th from noon to 7. The Pleasant Valley Bridge has reopened, and the service department is working on the barrier to prevent trucks from going over it, and they put up signs this week for no trucks. They are also working on piping the one side of the street where it's caving in with pipes so that they can bring the berm up to satisfactory height. With the recent storm and power outage lasted many of our residents without power for several days, Lieutenant Lou DeMattia had documented the actions of the fire department with various calls during that time. It's a great recap during time and an example when we need for better emergency preparedness. He will be placing the report on the fire department page of the city's website and will continue to work for emergency preparedness education for our residents throughout the year. In the Finance Committee meeting tonight, I presented a draft ordinance for an agreement for a project that entails business coming to the city with $4.2 million requesting income tax incentive. I would request that council give this proper attention. In tonight's ordinance 2018-16 it's on tonight's agenda, and it's the NOPEC Energy Community Grant in the amount of $36,754. The first, I put a committee together, which was Bob Bentzel, Glory Majewski, and Mark Grubis, which outlines the use of the $36,000 for emergency conservation energy confirmation for long-term in the city. They would start, it's a three-year program, and it's $36,500 a year. And the first year, we want to replace 14 windows in the fire station, 3 doors in the fire station, and 12 windows in the city hall. And then in 19 and 20, we would finish off the rest of city hall. And that would be that grant in total, about $99,000. Congratulations to Police Officer Craig Anderson and Corey Planisek on their Lake County Police Chief's Medal of Honor, recognizing their bravery at Classic BMW. Special thanks to Chief Collins for submitting their names. This week we have the photo contest. It's set for March. Entries are still being taken. Check the website and the community center table for entering your work to be judged for some nice prizes. And then the final thing, pancake breakfast for the next two Sundays. The first one supports the Recreation Committee. It's Sunday from 8:30 to 1:30. And the second one is the following Sunday. It is by the Lions Club. And again, it's 8:30 to 1:30. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And we just realized the TV switch wasn't on all the way, so I apologize for anybody that was trying to watch and they could only hear the audio. Any questions for the mayor this evening? Thank you. Next is the law director's report. Mr. Byron?
No report.
Any questions for Mr. Byron this evening? The next is the finance director's report. Mr. Berkachek?
No report tonight.
Any questions for the finance director this evening? We just had a finance meeting, so some questions were delivered at that time. Thank you, Frank. The next is our engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco?
Thank you, Madam President. I had a meeting this morning at the Lake County Engineer's Office to discuss the Dodd Road resurfacing and how to apply for a grant and get a good scoring. So it was a good meeting. They gave us a lot of input. A pre-application is due in June. And this would be for an award in 2019. So hopefully that goes well. That completes my report.
Thank you very much. Any questions for the engineer this evening?
Madam President, just one question. I know that since you've joined our executive team, we've gotten a lot more stormwater sewer grants. Can you give us a little update on how 2017 went with respect to stormwater sewer grants in relation to 15, 16? How did we do?
Mark might know better than I. I haven't looked at the numbers recently. Do you have any idea, Mark?
Yeah.
And then, Mark, can you come up? Can you come up, please, just so everybody can hear? Thank you.
Yeah, those of you that weren't at the town hall meeting, we got a total of $66,897. Last year, and the service department did all that work in-house. So
And how did that compare to 15 and 16?
15, I believe, was 72,000. So, and I'm not sure about the year before. I think this is only my third year. So, and then this year, this first project is approximately 33,000. So, and we have more that we're going to do.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Pete. Just wanted to highlight that.
Madam President.
Thank you, Mark.
Mr. DeFranco, sorry. So with this grant from, it would be from the county for Dodd Road?
No, it's from the state, the Ohio Public Works Commission, but it's administered through the county.
Okay, and that would be to pave just the part from the new bridge to Pleasant Valley or the whole road?
The whole road from Pleasant Valley to Eagle Road.
Oh, okay. And that would be done then in 2019? We'd get the grant and do the work in 2019?
The earliest we could do it is 2019. We could carry it over to 2020, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
The stretch of Dodd Road from Pleasant Valley to the new bridge has been pretty bad. The mayor and I have to drive on that all the time, and it's covered in snow, and we see the snow bus, or the school buses sliding, trying to stop in front of my house. And, you know, so it's, I know that the residents in that area would really like to see something done about it, but, you know, if we can get it done for a much reduced cost, then it might be worth that. So thank you so much for your efforts there.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes.
Over the last 2 years, in cash, we received about $153,000 in county stormwater grants. And the last, in 16 and 17, this is on PG 59 of the budget, each year we charged about $68,000 worth of work to the grants.
Thank you.
Madam President, I would just say it's a real testament to our city engineer and the work that he's done to try to get that funding. We pay into that, and it makes the most sense to try to take back as much as possible. So thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
And Mr. Grubis, so just to let you know that individuals that may not have been at the town hall meeting, thanks to Mr. Gutfeld, we could see everything and we could hear everything just fine, even though we were not in the room in presence. So.
Yeah, I'm just saying it for the people at home, too.
Right. Well, hopefully they got to see it stream, too, for Pat's efforts. So thank you. Okay, moving on to committee reports. Vice President Plushnick.
Madam President.
Finance.
The Finance Committee of Council met at 6:32 p.m. immediately prior to this meeting. Present were committee members, Council President Fellows, and myself. Councilman Fiebig was absent. Also present were Councilwoman Pijmo, Lenz, and Micah, as well as our mayor, finance director, police chief, and acting fire chief. We had two main items on the agenda. The mayor had brought forward a proposed tax abatement, or the equivalent, I should say. It's really a grant agreement that would approximate a tax abatement for a potential employer that would bring in an estimated $4 to $4.5 million of payroll into the city. And they're requesting a 30% rebate, if you will, of their local income tax. That 30% would drop all the way down to zero on a graduated scale if they brought in less than $2 million worth of payroll. And the task that the Finance Committee had was to look to whether we would approve the basic terms in principle without discussing the particular company. Obviously, we have to decide whether that company would be a good fit for the city. We need to review the terms and have the law department review the terms before a final vote could be taken. But we needed to take the temperature because the company didn't want its name published in public unless, if at least in principle, we agreed with the terms. And the two members of the Finance Committee present expressed that we were supportive in principle, along with the other council members who indicated that more research needs to be done, but that the basic terms were fairly positive. The second major item on the agenda was consideration of the 2018 budget. I noted that there's an approximately $270,000 deficit in the general fund budget, and that council, myself included, has had a commitment to balancing the budget ever since the fiscally conservative majority was elected a few years ago. And so I asked whether there were any thoughts from either the committee or the other council members on how we should balance this budget. Our council president Fellows stated she was not in favor of a deficit budget, and she did not want the administration to simply make unrealistic estimates of increased revenue. She wanted to make sure that there were no cuts to our police, fire, or service departments. And she wanted to charge the mayor and the finance director with the task of finding cuts to administrative overhead, because they're the ones who drafted the budget. Councilwoman Pigemeau echoed that she wanted to see more road repaving, given that there are only enough funds currently budgeted to deal with two, maybe four small roads in our road budget, and that there's at least eight roads that have been rated by our city engineer as one or twos, and we have a sliding scale where I think 10 is perfect and one is, you know, atrociously dangerous, and we have eight roads that are in the worst two categories, and many, you know, threes and fours. Councilwoman Pigemeau also thanked the finance director for speaking with her, and she wanted to clarify that while there was no salaries being taken out of the road fund, the subsidy to the road fund from the general fund had been reduced, and she wants to see that $500,000 put back in the road budget for more roads to be repaved. She also noted the value of the Independent Performance Audit Task Force, which issued their report in April of 2011, and noted that many of their great recommendations were not implemented, and in fact, in some cases, the reverse was done. For example, in Mayor's Court, rather than investing in new technology, which had an estimated by the Performance Audit Task Force cost of $50,000 for a one-time expenditure, we instead hired another person, which is costing the city $50,000 a year. So Councilwoman Pigemeau recommended generally cuts to administration, more specifically, cuts to the administrative budget, Mayor's Court budget, building department, recreation, and community center, and noted that if we look back to the 2012 budget, we're currently expending about three times more in Mayor's Court, but taking in roughly the same income. She also noted that the community center budget has gone up by about $50,000 over the years, and that the building department is currently budgeted for almost as great an expense as we had when there was a full-time building inspector. There should be some savings there now that we don't. She asked that administration look first to what should be cut, but that the task force had good recommendations, including looking to overlapping positions that might be eliminated. Her recommendation was that we try to cut $500,000 and try to restore the subsidy as much as possible to the road fund, noting that it was a painful budget. I asked whether the finance committee would make a recommendation to the finance director. My suggestion was, in line with Councilwoman Pigemeau's, that we find $500,000 of cuts in administrative overhead without cutting our roads, police, or fire budgets, and no increase in revenue estimates, because I agree we should stick with what we believe to be realistic rather than just projecting more revenue to try to pretend the budget is balanced. And so there was a recommendation by the finance committee that the finance director and mayor, who authored the deficit budget, come back with a balanced budget, in fact, a budget that cuts $500,000 from administrative overhead with no cuts to our roads, police, or fire budgets, no increases in revenue estimates. Our council president had a few questions about Mayor's Court, given that the revenues were explicitly listed. She wanted to know more about the expense side and where the different positions came out of. The finance director answered that the prosecutor's position was paid for out of the administrative budget. The magistrate, clerk, and deputy clerk were paid for out of the mayor's court budget. And the mayor noted that the collection system does not take a percentage of the original amount due for mayor's court, but rather tax on a penalty, which is the revenue that they collect. Lastly, our council president asked whether or not our IT company, Evolve, could take over updating and working with and maintaining our website. The mayor said he was sure they could, but he would ask about it. At that point, we opened public portion at 7 p.m. Mr. Sahula asked asked whether or not the business that was requesting a tax abatement would replace the lobster pot, given that it would be in that building in general area. I answered no, it would not. He also asked Councilwoman Pigemeau if she was aware, as she was discussing the April 2011 Performance Audit Task Force recommendations, that since then we've lost $1.4 million in local government funding. Mr. Fellows also spoke in public portion, responding to Mr. Sahula, and shared that he wasn't sure what the relevance of our loss in local government funding had to the Performance Audit Task Force, other than it makes their recommendations even more important given the loss in revenue. Public portion and our Finance Committee meeting adjourned at 7:02 p.m., and I stand open to questions.
Thank you, Vice President Plesnik. Any questions for him on finance? Okay. Moving forward, I'll make a little report on recreation, as Mr. Hallam is in attendance this evening, and I attended the Recreation Committee, a commission meeting last night. We do have an ordinance that is going to stay on second, third reading. It's the Memorandum of Understanding between the Boys League and the city. Mr. Hallam's been working with the Boys League to be able to attend a meeting that they're going to have, I believe, next Monday evening. The acting law director had sent some questions about that ordinance, and so we don't have that finalized yet. There was a lot of discussion from the commission about activities in Willoughby Hills and how we could market them better so that we would have more attendance at those events. And I learned a whole lot about bleachers from Mrs. Sandy Grubis last night, and they talked a lot about the bleachers that they have to put in, primarily because of insurance and safety purposes. And so our old bleachers had to go, I think, 2 years ago now. So lastly, there was a question that I was going to ask Mr. Mayor. Mrs. Majeski mentioned that when Kyle left, she provided a grant document that's been sitting on Gloria's desk, and I can't remember what she said it was for.
Tennis courts.
And that we haven't been able to move forward with the grant because it needs a signature from a law director, correct? Okay, thank you. Anybody have any questions on recreation? Just thought I'd give you an update. Any other committee reports tonight? Any other council representative reports this evening? The next order of business will be public portion. This is an opportunity for individuals to come forth and share their thoughts and opinions. We ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes. And I will open public portion at 7:26 p.m.
Mark Grubis, 2895 Cricket Lane. This may not pertain to anything really, but I want to know and clarify the questionnaire that goes out for bids for suppliers. I don't think the way the questions are written and what they're asking pertains to a supplier. It pertains more to a contractor that's doing work for the city. And I would like to know if we can waive that for the supplier. Because I looked at majority of the questionnaires we got back with the stone bids, and there was no NA, because it doesn't really apply to them. It applies more to a contractor. So I'd like to just clarify that we're going to use that for bids, for work, and not for our supplier. Does that make sense? Just so I know.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks. Anyone else this evening for public portion? Then I will close public portion at 7:27 p.m. So it's interesting because last night that did come up about the bleachers and the companies that would deliver them. I don't know who has the question to answer the question about this, Mr. Mayor.
The law director,
make a ruling.
Send me the document, and I'll look at it.
Okay.
Asked it several months ago, and with the new process, so just make the ruling on it.
Okay, so the clerk said she can get the information to Mr. Byron.
Yeah, she has it.
Okay, and then we'll let you know.
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right. Unfinished business.
Madam President?
Yes.
Two things for unfinished business. First, the mayor stated that the law director would make a ruling, and I just want to state for the record, because sometimes people misunderstand the role of an attorney versus a judge. I know our past law director often kind of sloppily said, I'm ruling on this, I'm ruling on that. Lawyers can't make rulings. Law directors of cities don't make rulings. They offer their legal opinion, which you as a council person or city official can take advantage of or not, but only judges make binding rulings on issues, and I just don't want to have that misunderstanding for the public. A law director can't actually rule like a judge can. The other point that I just wanted to raise, because the issue of the town hall meeting had been raised, and I was not in attendance, although I did watch, as you had noted, the video that was very kindly posted by Patrick Gutbrud, and I think that was a real public service that he shared it. But I was disturbed by the last 15 minutes of the town hall meeting, where there was a lot of shouting and the meeting kind of went out of control, and I'm aware from talking to some residents that a lot of people were very offended, particularly that families and women and children were being yelled at by various participants. And I want to say that that certainly is not something that I endorse as a council person. We need to run respectful meetings. And personally, it made me all the more grateful for our council president. You had to handle a lot of very difficult issues and a lot of council meetings, but you've never let things get out of control like that. And I think we, going forward, if we're going to have other city meetings, we need to take a lot more caution to make sure that that doesn't happen. But I know that as long as Madam President is running the meeting, it never will. Thank you.
Madam President?
Yes.
I have some comments along those lines also. And this is, for the record, I wanted this to state these things. Not so much for the benefit of those present here in the room tonight, but for the general public who may be listening or may read this later. I want residents to know that council members were not invited to participate, contribute to, or give reports on their work at the February 28th town hall meeting. In fact, I personally received notification that this meeting was taking place only 12 days prior to the meeting by receiving the newsletter in the mail, just like any other resident would. The four council members who were able to attend on limited notice were sharply criticized and even ridiculed by a few rude and disrespectful residents. This was after several residents criticized council for disrespecting the mayor and causing trouble. So I guess this makes it okay to carry on the disrespect with council? And in front of one councilwoman's three very young children? The name of this is hypocrisy. To those disrespectful few, I have a question. How did your behavior and derogatory comments, during which was supposed to be a question and discussion period, serve to resolve any of the situations that you were complaining about? Didn't it just make things worse? Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Micah.
Madam President, I did bring my children to the town hall, and I definitely did not expect to be treated the way that I was treated towards the end, and I felt bad that my children had to see that. But I'm proud of the work that we do here on council, and I'm proud that my children got to see that, you know, despite that treatment, despite, you know, what we have to deal with from time to time, this work is well worth it, and I'm very proud of all the work we do here. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other unfinished business? I do want to mention that we do have resolutions for officers Planasek, Anderson, and Nagy, and they will be at our next council meeting so that council could present those resolutions to them. Also, Councilwoman Micah will be presenting the resolution to the School of Innovation for their rating. I think that's what it was, isn't it?
All-A award.
The All-A award. She has desired to be able to present that to the school, so she will be doing that on Council's behalf. All right. Legislation. Ordinance number 2018-4. Vicki, will you read the caption, please?
An ordinance engaging Bradley Hall, 4th, and the law firm of Bradley Hall, 4th, Esquire, LLC, to perform the duties and exercise the authority of the city prosecutor as acting city prosecutor, establishing the compensation of the position of acting city prosecutor, and declaring an emergency.
This ordinance will stay on third reading. The next is ordinance 2018-5.
An ordinance to approve a memorandum of understanding with the Willoughby Hills Boys League in order to provide sports programs for the youth residents of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
This ordinance will also stay on third reading as it's a work in progress. The next is ordinance 2018-13.
An ordinance adopting permanent appropriations necessary to maintain city services for the fiscal period beginning January 1st through December 31st of 2018, repealing all legislation inconsistent herewith.
And this ordinance will stay on second reading.
Madam President,
second reading.
If I could just interject, I really do want to restate the recommendation of the Finance Committee. I trust that the Mayor and Finance Director will resubmit the budget with $500,000 in budget reductions to administrative overhead so that we can not only pass a balanced budget but reroute more of our funding to our road program for the sake of our residents. And I will note that if administration is unable to do so, that will put a great burden on Council to have to make those tough choices ourselves. But I can say I've always pledged, and I maintain my pledge, that I will not vote for a deficit budget. And I would really encourage administration to take this work seriously, because if you don't, it's going to fall to the legislative branch to make those difficult decisions with or without your input. Thank you. Mr. Berkachek, could you put your pen on the table? The Council President finds the clicking distracting.
Thank you. The next is ordinance 2018-16.
An ordinance authorizing all actions necessary to accept Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council, NOPEC, energized community grant and declaring an emergency.
So the mayor provided a very thorough report and information on this grant and the benefits for it. I would entertain a motion to waive the three reading rule and adopt.
So moved.
I need a second.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo, a second from Councilwoman Lenz to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2018-16. Any discussion on that motion? Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on ordinance 2018-16 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Move to adopt ordinance 2018-16.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt ordinance 2018-16. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Pismo.
Yes.
Fleshnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2018-16 has been adopted. The next one is resolution number 2018-4.
A resolution declaring the month of April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in the city of Willoughby Hills.
This is a request from the Lake County Department of Job and Family Services to all community leaders, as April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and they're requesting that all communities pass a resolution proclaiming April 2018 is Child Abuse Prevention Month. The mayor has the letter. I don't know, maybe, is this something we can put on our website? So that the residents can see, I think that this is something that's very important and very critical that we support in terms of child abuse. I would entertain someone to make a motion to waive the three-reading rule and adopt.
Madam President.
Councilwoman Pismo.
Move to waive the three-reading rule for resolution number 2018-4.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo and a second from Councilwoman Micah to waive the three-reading rule on resolution 2018-4. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Pismo.
Yes.
Lushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The resolution, the three-reading rule has been waived on resolution number 2018-4.
Madam President.
Vice President Plushnick.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2018-4.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plushnick and a second from Councilwoman Micah to adopt resolution number 2018-4. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Fiebig. Oh, sorry. Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
I still thought he was here.
Resolution number 2018-4 has been adopted. The next order of business is new business. Any new business this evening? For the good of the community, pancake breakfasts.
Madam President. It's also spring forward this weekend, so Saturday night you have to move your clock ahead 1 hour.
Thank you.
Madam President, to all the students who are already on spring break and to all of our students at Cleveland State who will be on spring break this coming week, enjoy but be studious.
Thank you. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Pismo, a second from Vice President Plushnick. To adjourn the meeting, there's no discussion on the adjournment on that motion. Vicki, please call the roll.
Pismo.
Yes.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Lenz.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
We're adjourned at 7:40 p.m. Thank you, everybody, and be careful going home.